Hello, 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 and welcome. On behalf of Rapid Crush Inc., I am the middle level manager, Jason Fladlin, here with you today. Actually, my fancy schmancy title is CEO, but I like to call myself the head nerd. We are doing a special presentation, and it would behoove you to pay very careful attention to every aspect of this presentation you're about to see. And the answer is why, okay? Why should I? Here's why. Because what you are about to discover through this local consults mastery training is Caro, our Aussie secret weapon, is going to break down for you how she is approaching businesses in a new light where she is not the service provider. Instead, she's more of a project manager. If you're like, what the heck is that? You're going to find out and you're going to love it on how she manages projects for big, big paydays and how instead of focusing on getting a whole bunch of clients to pay a little, she's going to get a little amount of clients to pay a lot instead. Now, I've known Caro for a few years. She is absolutely the real deal. Everything that she's going to teach you today is non-theoretical. It's been proven and does work, has worked, and will continue to work for the foreseeable future. This will help you create both short-term success and long-term success as well. So with that type of an introduction, Caro, I am going to get out of the way. I'm going to stick to the chat box. I'm going to let you take over.
Thank you, Jason, and hi there, everybody, and happy Australia Day. So it is a big day here in Australia, and I'd love to sort of see, I invited people on my own list to send through your best Aussie catchphrase that you like. I've seen a few Aussie, 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 oi, oi, ois there, and, you know, struth on you, no worries. So g'day, mate, yes, yeah, there you go, a lot of g'days. So, and people have also asked, what is that fish? It is a fish from New Zealand. I'm actually an official Auswee, New Zealand by birth, Australian by choice. And the story behind that fish, just very quickly, was out fishing with my sister, who's a very serious and competitive fisher person. And they took me out on their boat and when I was in New Zealand one time. And I was the only lucky person to catch a fish that day. So, of course, I had to completely lord it up. With my sister, and that provided a very nice meal for us. So I'm really excited to speak with you guys today. I've got a lot of information that I want to get through, and in many ways what I'm sharing is what has been a real epiphany for me in that how we can all run even more successful consulting businesses for ourselves and the value that we can offer clients. So let's get stuck into it. Question for you. Who here learned how to tie their shoe the very first time someone showed them? Or what about riding a bike? Driving a car? The reality is that very few things, especially worthwhile things, ever happen correctly the first time you do them. Imagine if you'd given up right away from trying to, you know, tie up your shoes, or even, you know, another one is learning to walk. You know, give up. You know, Harry Potter, let's look at a few things here. Harry Potter was rejected by 12 publishers. Bloomsbury actually told J.K. Rowling to get a day job, and I think she's now well and truly laughing all the way to the bank with $15 billion. You know, we learnt this in history in New Zealand, all about American history. Abraham Lincoln ran for state legislator and he lost. Then he ran for Congress and he lost. And not stopping there, ran for US Senate, lost again. VP, lost. State Senate, still not on that winning streak. He'd never actually won a political contest, and yet he became the most celebrated president, or one of the most celebrated presidents in the United States, and he's even up for an Oscar. Other notable examples, well, Tim Ferriss, most people have heard of him, the 4-Hour Work Week, he got rejected 26 times, and of course Dr. Seuss, he had to beat him, you know, by one, and was rejected 27 times. I mean, where would we be without, we've all grown up with Dr. Seuss. But if he'd given up, we wouldn't have. Winston Churchill, you know, he didn't become Prime Minister until age of 62. He was just, you know, you might have, if he decided to think that he was a loser with a capital L, he would never have had such an impact on history as he has. Albert Einstein, Everyone recognises him as being brilliant. He didn't learn how to speak until he was four, and he couldn't read until he was seven. And then look what he did. This one I love. Disney lacked imagination and had no good ideas. Fired for that. It's like, yeah, really. And Beethoven, he was considered hopeless. Now, these are all world-renowned people. We may not be world-renowned ourselves yet, but how does it relate to us? Well, I've coached thousands of internet marketers, and what I have noticed is that they give up the second they hear the word no. When they hear the word no, the shutters come down. And this is a travesty or a tragedy. It's sad because the real money isn't made until after, in my opinion, you've heard at least one no. So what I'd like to suggest to you is, what if instead of hoping for a yes, you actually developed an excitement of hearing the word no, that you completely reframed what no means to you, and that no was actually a good thing? Do you think that you'd then be able to instantly call on and try and help 10 times more local businesses, you know, just even in the next week than you did last month, if no didn't have that emotional trigger for you any longer, that it wasn't a big deal? In fact, a no actually meant opportunity, not a dead end. See, because best of all, our goal here as a local consultant isn't actually to get a massive amount of clients. I was chatting to a fellow local consultant the other day, and her business model was to, she had a phenomenal amount of clients. She had a particular methodology, and I completely respect her for that. And she, you know, was sitting there across a coffee table, and she would have had a pile of about 250 contacts. And I'm like, wow. Now she's earning between $500 to $1,000 from each of those contacts. And I was talking to her about my business model, which I'm sharing with you here. And she was like, oh my God, you know, you're dealing with less clients and you're making way more money. And that's the thing. How many good quality clients do you need to meet your financial goals? 100, 50, 25? No. I'd say, you know, 8 to 10 a year is perfect. You don't actually need that many clients. It's about getting quality and about upselling those clients. On this webinar, I'm going to show you how getting many no's as you can actually be a breakthrough, that it is absolutely well and truly a good thing, that no does not mean no in the final step, 9 times out of 10, so that you can actually make more money this year than you've made online ever. If you follow what I'm about to teach you, I truly believe this is possible for you, but it does start with you reframing what a no means. It will be easier money than you've ever made, and it will be more value that you're going to be providing local businesses than ever before, and more value means more money. You know, this is saying, when you have a hammer in your hand, everything looks like a nail, which is not a good thing. If you go to help local businesses with only one tactic you learned, say, last week from a free webinar, what's going to happen? You're actually trying to fit a solution to a problem. So you're going in there and it's like the hammer on the light bulb. What you want to do instead is find a problem and present the perfect solution. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. So instead, what if any and every single business out there was actually a potential gold mine to you? That you started to see opportunity. That will also mean that you are able to provide a business more value. If you see more opportunity, if you don't react to an initial no, you'll actually be in a position to offer more value. Instead of forcing what you think is best, you listen to what they actually say. Now, the downside could be that you're thinking, well, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. I don't want to be that. I want to be a specialist. It's more lucrative to be a specialist.